I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
One of the ways I think your book is really blessing people is you're sharing stories of other women who have some invisible wounds as well. And you write about how important it is for women to share their stories, to kind of step out behind that facade that we tend to all want to live in where everything's fine. Talk about the importance of sharing your story and of other women being a little more vulnerable with each other about what they really might be struggling with.
Well, you know, I think that telling our story is very individual. I asked a couple of women, if I could interview them for this book, and they said, you know, Melinda, I would really love to tell my story, but it's not time yet. I'm not healed enough. It's not going to be encouraging right now. I'm just not ready to tell it. I haven't forgiven the person I need to forgive, or I haven't healed enough. So the telling our story, I think that is something that God reveals to us when it's time. But the thing that I think is universal is that even if we're not ready to be very open publicly with telling our story, we all need support when we're hurting. And so even if it's just one person that you can be vulnerable with, you need that support. And I found that as I began to share with more deeply with a small group of people, then that's when the healing began. And that's when I was able to start telling my story more openly. So, I think just asking God for discernment about who you can talk to. And one of the things I say in the book is my pastor calls them Me Too people, that if you share a little bit of your struggle with someone and they respond with, oh, me too, I've had that same struggle, or I can understand what you're feeling because I've been through something similar, that's somebody that you can probably open up a little bit more to. And just looking for people who've had wounds themselves. And they're not bitter, but they're better for their woundedness. Those kind of people tend to be very encouraging and inspiring and not judgmental. They don't judge your feelings. They don't judge your questions. So just asking God to bring those kind of people into your life and then opening your eyes to who they are.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.